Hi, my name is Gina with Iyer Yoga Spa, and I'm going to talk a little bit about how to succeed at meditation. When I see private clients, and even in my yoga classes, often students will come up to me and say that they can't meditate, or they've given up because it's too difficult. Their thinking is that their mind is supposed to be quiet in meditation. Well, there are many stages of meditation, and one of the beginning stages in meditation is to teach yourself, your mind, your body, how to be present. And so as you listen to the podcast and you practice yoga with me, you'll see that just being in your body is the first stage of becoming meditative. You could actually wash your dishes and become more present in your practice. Drive your car with awareness. Pay attention. That's a type of being present. Walking, noticing your breath, noticing your nature around you, that's a type of meditation. So meditation can be tied into every single thing that you do. Another thing that comes up is the chatterbox mind concern about meditation. So you'll notice that in the awareness meditation on the podcast, that first we're observing everything. You observe my voice, observe the temperature in the room, involve all of your senses in the observation. In this way, you're becoming more aware and becoming more present. When you observe thoughts and feelings that are uncomfortable, don't try to push them away or stuff them down. This will lead to poor health in your mind and in your body and even in your life. So start to notice those things. Not be afraid of what they are. They're just thoughts. They're just feelings. They're actually temporary and fleeting. And believe it or not, you have control over your thoughts and your feelings. And this is why we meditate. And this is why we practice yoga. It's so powerful. And the power and the benefits come with just a little bit of regular practice. It doesn't have to be a long time. It doesn't even have to be 15 minutes. Just 3 to 5 minutes a day. When you notice any kind of thought or feeling that's uncomfortable, it's usually fretting about the past or worrying about the future, not being in the present moment. Those are types of anxiety. Sometimes it's sadness. Sometimes it's depression. What we do in Ayurveda and yoga is learn how to be friends with our emotions. Learn that they're actually a signal, a natural bodily signal that indicates change and growth. So learn from your meditation. Start jotting things down, asking questions. And when you're not sure what the answer is, come find me. Ask me the question. Subscribe to my podcast.